And we are back from recess, and we had just approved the quotation from Simplex Grinnell. Next item on the agenda is board vacancies. Gentlemen?
I had posted that.
Or requested to be posted. And the BOE discussion, we haven't finished that discussion yet on BOE, so obviously we're not ready to talk about that. The only two boards that I think that... we also have BOA vacancies, which I haven't done any research on that one yet, is the Senior Citizen Board and the Transportation District Number 5, if we wanted to discuss that. Otherwise, it may be better use of our time just to not move forward with the board appointments right now. I know we appointed Nathan Easley back to the Sewer Board last week or the week before, so I know that's been taken care of. But anyway, that's I'm leaning toward...
Tabling
all the discussions until we have 25 requests to be on the Senior Citizen Board. We have a list of 25 names to fill that one vacancy. And
right.
I don't know if you've reviewed them all. I know I haven't. There's a handful that I've looked at, but I haven't narrowed it down.
Yeah, I have looked at those numerous times, Jim, but this particular appointment comes... actually over in your district. It's in that section area there that we've tried to equalize the county.
Right.
And I would be open to your tabling for a recommendation later on.
That'd be great. Well, with that, and then I don't believe we have any names right now for the transportation district.
This has been in the newspaper, and I haven't received anything or any phone calls whatsoever on that.
The District 5 being off of Sycamore Church Road, area.
Church,
we're looking for someone who lives in that area,
right,
who's interested in infrastructure. But I may have to make some phone calls and see if we can't spark some interest in that district. Because I think the district covers you and your and my territory, mm-hmm, from a commission district. But
right,
with that, I'm just going to pull this off and then repost it when I have some names ready to discuss, if that's all right.
Yes, and
I don't need to table it, Ron, because I don't know when I'm going to repost it. It's going to be dependent on people. So I would say let's just move on.
Yeah. One thing that because it's on here, and the Transportation Board, gentlemen, I made a mistake when Nikki or Jillian, one, asked me about posting of that on our agenda,
mm-hmm,
and it wasn't our meeting, and I said, well, probably not. Well, it didn't get posted for them, so they are having a meeting this afternoon, or trying to have a meeting, and they were there's been so much talk about what we have discussion on here about sunshine policy discussion that I believe that we should call those people that's on the board and try to cancel that meeting until
what have you got
tomorrow?
Did they post it?
Yes.
They posted themselves?
Yes.
Okay.
They posted it with you?
Yes.
But I'm saying that I made a mistake, and when it was posted Friday, it's not on this agenda, is it?
No. It shouldn't be, just like planning and zoning or sewer or
they have
the
their
senior
own separate
board.
Posting
they,
from us.
Yes.
Okay.
Or IDA or any one of those kinds of boards like that. I was told to pull those off,
mm-hmm,
of the,
mm-hmm,
commission agenda.
Yeah. But it's posted somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay. We had, well, actually, it's posted on the back, but it doesn't have a time on it, but it does say events this week. Taney County, and you've got the time posted out there.
Uh-huh, and it's also upstairs.
Well, as the old term is, excuse me.
Sorry.
Because it's my fault, because I had actually, as we had discussed, it wasn't part of our agenda.
Right.
So when it showed up on here, I asked that it be removed. Maybe probably in the future, something like that. But
just like the senior board, what they,
uh-huh,
do is they send it to myself as well as Jillian usually.
Okay, so it is posted out there and they're clear for?
Yeah, at 3 o'clock they,
okay,
have this room.
All right.
Yes, that is correct.
Without being redundant, hopefully, gentlemen, board vacancies, we can just note that there were no decisions made today regarding any,
right,
vacancies.
Right.
And it, and actually something got double posted. It's my own fault. I didn't articulate very well. It was, but we also current Taney County vacancies.
I can scratch through that?
Scratch that too, please. That's
okay.
Sunshine policy discussion.
I was going to ask you, sir, based off availability, I got a memo saying that one of our attorneys that is on retainer for some other legal issues is going to be in needs to visit with us at 10:45.
We're not posted.
It'll have to be an emergency because of some breaking information on some of the cases that she's handling. But what I'd like to do is get through some of the smaller items that we can quickly before we run out of time, and then come back to the sunshine. If not, we'll have to post.
What time will counsel be here?
She indicated at 10:45.
Okay.
It's our representative, Pat Keck, who handles, she had a couple of lawsuits, not lawsuits, legal issues she's managing.
Let's move on to Arizona Drive.
Right.
This
is pretty simple and quick. There was a little administrative errors taking place by a past employee of the county. On August 24th, there was a petition submitted to the county commission, which we voted, all three voted aye, to approve the road petition.
No, when was this?
August 24th of last year.
Okay, last year.
There was actually two motions. In the first motion, I kind of see where the administrative error took place. There was a motion to deny the request, and then there was a second by Commissioner Strahan, but we had some discussion, and after the discussion, I withdrew my motion, Danny withdrew his second, and then later on in that discussion, we made a motion to approve the Arizona Drive petition contingent on the petitioner getting a couple things done, a platted road easement, moving a transformer, and any mailboxes that were in the easement. And that motion did pass 3-0. So that was the motion that was passed. However, the road and bridge administrator wrote a personal note to his staff and says the Arizona Drive petition was denied. And so because of that, a letter was generated, sent to the petitioner saying that your road was denied for the same reasons, and that you can bring it, you can come back to the commission, come back and start the process over 6 months later, which basically the petitioner sought me out and says, why did you deny the road? And then I found the notes where we didn't deny the road. So what I'd like to do is extend the offer for the 6 months that we did on August 24th, which is we approve the petition contingent on the same contingents, and if they can meet the requirement that we had given them, then we will take the road in.
Within a six-month period of time.
Once again, yeah, we're just basically extending the offer so they know the offer is there. It was just, like I said, it was
so they made no effort to make the improvements because it was a letter.
They got a letter saying they did not got
it
denied.
Was denied.
Right.
So
actually, they made some. They've already.
Did you make a motion to that effect, Mr.?
I can't hear. I was going to draw a little heads up here. There's the actual motion here.
Okay, I see. I was just questioning whether or not the six months was part of the original motion, and it was.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move that we approve Arizona Road. Well, actually, I'm going to move that we extend the Arizona Road petition for 6 months starting today with the same contingencies that were set forth on August 24th of 2010.
And corrections being made by that date?
Yeah, we're going to start the new 6 month period right now.
Okay, I'll second that.
And I'll let Road and Bridge know to send a new letter out.
Motion's been made to extend the 6 months beginning today, with contingencies being fulfilled. And I was going to ask, we certainly need to have this fully defined in the minutes.
Okay,
Ange. Okay. So if you have questions about Jim's wording, and he can hand you some text, that needs to be.
Could we do that referring back to those minutes, and then that way it would cover everything that was discussed?
Right. If you want, gentlemen, I can just, if this is too confusing, I can make a whole new motion with the same contingencies and start fresh. What would you rather me do?
Actually, I think that would be a lot cleaner if you will withdraw your previous motion.
I'll withdraw my motion.
And your second?
Second, withdraw.
Okay, here's a new motion. Motion to accept Arizona Road petition contingent that the petitioner move any mailboxes that are in the within the easement, provide a 40-foot easement, move any transformers along the easement, and that the they will be allowed 6 months to do so, to make these changes. Otherwise, the road will be then denied.
And I'll second that. But that is with no cost to the county.
Yeah. Meaning the movement of all those easements?
And the, and
yeah,
the easements
that's,
and
they're
going to
take care of all themselves.
Yeah. Motion made. Here's and accepted to approve the Arizona Drive road petition with contingencies as noted. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Fuel gauge issue. Gentlemen, I'm not aware of what that is. So.
Let me go grab Linda.
Okay. What's the service provider agreement? Is that in here also?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead and let you find what's there.
The drug screen. Okay, gotcha. She's fast. There you go. That's fuel. That's what Linda's here for, fuel. The fuel gauge.
Are we ready?
We are ready. Thank you.
Okay.
Linda.
Thank you. Back in the winter, we had a problem to where we had got extremely low on fuel and had an emergency situation. We have looked into prices. Ronnie Armour has got three companies. One did not get back with him, so they were a no bid. And two other companies out of the two, Mid-South Steel and Stoddard Equipment. Stoddard Equipment came in the lowest at $1,658. That includes three fuel gauges for the three fuel tanks, installation, mileage, and miscellaneous materials. I'm putting that together. I did just give a quick call just to find out. This is for the east side only. I gave a call over to the west side just to find out if they have gauges on theirs or how they go about reading theirs. They informed me that they go by sight gauge, which is the same as what the east side does as well. It's a clear vinyl line that runs up beside the tank, and after a couple months, it does get hard to read, is what the east side has told me. The west side said that they change theirs periodically to where it's easier to see. I called back over to the east side, and they said they change theirs as well every 3 to 4 months. So, just you know, I was just kind of figuring out why we, you know, had got into this situation, and you know, if we needed this on one side, maybe we need it on the other as well. So. And I'll leave that up to you, gentlemen. That's just what they informed me. Mr. Stottle said that he felt like at this time that they didn't need to spend the money on that, that the clear tubing was cheaper, and he just gets, you know, he asks for that to be changed out when he sees that it needs to be done so. So I can pass this down so that you guys can look at this, though. This is from the company that had the lowest, and that's what it includes, and there's their price of them coming down to install those on the three tanks. Two are diesel and one is unleaded.
Is that the total price? I'm going to get my.
Yes, sir. The $1,658 includes all three.
All three.
Yes, sir.
And gentlemen, there was a situation that you probably are aware of that I was aware of that happened because of these gauges and hard to read.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been very costly as far as timing on the situation. Someone read it, there was a darker line above it, and they thought there was more fuel in there and could have been costly to us. I myself am going to make a motion for approval of this for all three locations at a cost of $1,658 total projects. Project total is what it says on here, but
that'll just be the east side, though.
So it's the three gauges for just the east side. We're not touching the west.
That's correct.
Well, do you think? I think that.
Unless,
and you talked to Stoddard?
Yes, sir.
And
he said at this time he felt good about saving the money that he stays on top of it and gets them to change the line as needed. And
this is what it's due east side right now, and. I'm going to go back out there pretty soon.
Yeah, so. And I did ask him to contact me if he ever felt like that changed. But, again, that would be up to you, gentlemen, if you'd like to look at that as well for the west side.
I quite honestly don't know if it ever got changed since Harlan's been over there.
Well, the way I understood it from the discussion that we had, that these gauges actually tell the amount of fuel that's in there. They're way more advanced than just looking at a tube and trying to figure out how much is in there, right, that they actually tell how much was put in the tank or how much lower it was whenever they fill up. And I think it's a worthwhile deal.
My concern is this. This happened at a time of a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm. Snowstorm.
Yeah.
And without fuel, we can't be on the roads, and we can't take care of what was needed. It would have been very dangerous for our citizens. So
I would prefer just to do the east side and then direct Linda to talk to Sada one more time, tell them that we are replacing them, and the other crew, and just say, are you sure this is, we're replacing them all, and I'd sure like to get them all in the same rotation.
Jim, could you make a site visit, or I can go and just see how dark that is?
Well, I'm going out there, actually, I think I'm going out there next week. So I'll do it definitely next week.
Right. I have looked at this other deal, and it's very confusing, because if it sets any period of time, it draws a line on that clear surface,
right.
And they... But no fault of anyone else. They just thought they had the right amount of fuel, and it was down on the low side.
Right.
So.
But your motion's for all three locations. Is that what his motion was?
Yes. But there's three locations in the...
There's only three fuel tanks. This was just for Roden Bridge number 2, which is the east side.
Right.
So are you referring just motions for the tanks at the east side, then?
That would be with the 16, because
right.
The other one would have
all
to
right.
be added.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the bids as presented for the fuel gauge on the eastern side.
That's
and the
correct.
Three
yes,
tanks
sir.
That are involved there.
Yes, sir.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Next item of business is rock bid discussion.
That was Danny.
That was me. Gentlemen, we have, and we've had quite a bit of discussion about this. And one of the main discussions is that on the Hilda Quarry, they are running, well, I think they're completely out of 0-6 and maybe some other size rock that we need, especially before we start the chip and seal. I believe it's Jernigan that goes out and crushes the rock for a certain dollar amount, and then we haul it ourselves with a weigh scale there on location.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is to you this morning, the bids that were actually due to be put out for bid is in May, and but... if we have to get Journey to go out and crush, they have to have a setup time and have to be informed and everything. And it turns out to be, it would probably be the end of chip and seal season before we got the opportunity to crush the rock.
Linda, that was the question, is can we accelerate the bid process? Has it already gone out?
I mean, no, it hasn't. I would have normally started that like right at the 1st of April, so we're very close because that way we'd have plenty of time. But it was awarded for a year, and the award date on that is like May the 18th for our year. We'll just be ready as that gets to that. Can we get that prior to that?
So Danny's saying one of the bid suppliers are out of the supply.
Correct.
Can you double check that to make sure?
Because I'll verify that.
And if they're on the hook, then we should give them an opportunity to fulfill the requirement of the bid, I would believe. And before we, I mean, didn't we approve a primary and a secondary bid on that too?
Yes, and it went for a year, so it's, you know, it's good through May the 18th. I normally start those about a month ahead to where I get it on out there and it's ready to where it runs concurrent for.
Well, I know
the
what Danny's concerns are is that if we're going to be out, by the time they mobilize it, we could be waiting on rock material when the ship seal season starts.
Right, right. And we try to run those dead. Even another thing Harlan and I were discussing is the cost of fuel is going so high. We're really blessed that we have this price locked in for a year because they're wanting to raise the price on the oil that they use for the chip and seal. So we can order this right now through our May date and get it at the price that's set on our bid versus what they're wanting to go up to. And Kathy had sent me an email saying that they were wanting to go up next week on this oil, but because we have the contract locked in for a year, that they, you know, they keep it that price for us. But we'll definitely go back out because Danny's concern is the Hilda Quarry that we're out of
there. Mm-hmm. Well, and low on the others. What happens is every 3 or 4 years they come in and crush a certain, because of the mobilization of all their equipment and everything, they bring it in, crush a certain amount of material, and then we use out of it for the east side because of the location. With fuel cost being accelerated at the demands that they are now, I feel like that we would be better off to put this out early because they can't fulfill something that they haven't got out there. They haven't got the rock on location. They did fulfill the quantities that were there that were needed. They just used more than what they thought in 3 years.
And you're talking about rock crushing bid. Right. We didn't do a rock crushing bid.
No. And normally they had material there, so like they didn't even put that on our bid last time. They didn't put Hilda Quarry, Jernigan did not, to where they normally will include that. But we had material there already on hand, so they didn't even put that in the bid.
Do we want to go ahead and direct Linda to go out for a bid right away on rock crushing?
Because will we do that as a separate bid, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a separate. Is it not a separate? We have the quarry, and they're going to crush it for us, correct?
I believe the quarry belongs to Jernigan. Is that correct, or the land?
They
or
have
something?
A lease on it. They okay. have a lease on it, and they go out and crush the rock, and then supply us with a bid compared to other locations.
Right. I'm not sure how to move forward, Ron. What's your thoughts?
You don't know, or you don't want to go forward.
No, I don't know. I'm listening, so it's I haven't had any discussions.
Well, with that's anybody the reason about I this. Put it on here. That's the reason I put it on here, so we could openly discuss it.
Tell me, help me out, since you've asked me for my edification. We currently have a bid with a hauler. No,
we currently have a bid with different companies here, Jernigan. APEC, there's many different companies that were on this bid. The vendors that provide oil for us, for the chip and seal, the different types of base rock, and the bid runs for 1 year.
Well, my question is,
Hilda was not included. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My question is, if we solicit or put out new bid specs to crush rock, is that in fact going to violate the agreement on the bid that we've already accepted for a year? And I don't know the answer.
It's not our quarry, it's their quarry, so I think it would. I mean, I guess we'd have to see what terms of the award were. Was it 12 months, or can we rebid at any time? Do we have a clause in there?
I can definitely look and see.
I think I need to know what our clause in there. Sounds like if we're obligated, we're obligated is the problem.
Usually where our quantities are, it all states estimated, and we overshoot it, so where we have more. But again, this one just was not, they did not include Hilda because we had material sitting there, and for some reason they decided that was enough to get us through, and it really did not turn out to be. It
don't,
turned out
don't confuse words. The two things.
Okay.
There's two things. The quarry at Hilda is a Jernigan operation. They go out with a certain amount of material that is provided to crush rock for us for like a 3-year period. Then they sell us the rock as we weigh it and take it out of their quarry. That is in the bid. That is their bid. At that point, the amount of rock taken out is their bid. This other is a bid to get them to mobilize and crush the rock. When it's in competition with other quarries, which we've had discussions about all this, when it's in competition because of fuel prices, and it lays so close to the eastern end of the county, the closest, I believe, is 20-some miles to the next quarry. So a 40-mile trip back and forth to those is very expensive, very hard on equipment, fuel cost and everything. So they provide this, and it's still, the way I understood the last one to come in, it still come in lower than the others. But that makes no difference on that because we use Closed and Best. If a quarry, like I'll just use term Table Rock or 76 Quarry or whatever, if it's closer to a project, we have the boys use that particular location because we save fuel cost. And so that brings the cost of the rock down.
Linda, did I hear you right saying Hilda was not part of the bid last time?
Right. And they did not.
So we can just write a new bid for Hilda then. Ron, that's the difference. We didn't include Hilda
for the crush. Yeah, for the crushing of the material.
Well, let's strike Linda to get a bid together for Hilda. It sounds like that's the since we didn't specify that location.
I agree. If we can move forward, and it certainly answers your
concerns. About specifically the Hilda, the east side over
there.
See if you can't put together something and make it. If we're out, then we need to make it as.
And within the limits of the law, let's expedite it
whatever,
as soon as possible.
Whatever it is, and I don't want to go outside the limits of the bid process, but this is totally different deal than the others.
Okay.
Will this bring us back to, with Jernigan leasing that land, can I actually put this out to bid to where everybody has the opportunity to bid and then bring that material over there?
What's our lease? The land is ours?
I don't think the land
Who owns the land?
The land is leased by Jernigan, but owned by
an individual?
The whole family or something like that. So
then we're going to have to put it out for bid services for rock from the Hilda location. So if someone else wants to create a quarry over there, and if they've got one that's... I mean, basically we're trying to provide services... You know, originating from Hilda, and if we have to find an arbitrary, you know, I don't know, just somehow it's they could, whoever else wants to provide services in that area, that district, that zone, what's the rate? Is that all right with you guys? I mean, it sounds like we have to, we can't lock, I wouldn't imagine Durangan's going to sublet their quarry out to somebody.
No.
I didn't imagine that.
I don't think that's going to happen, but whatever is legal, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, last thing on here before we run out of time, I got an update. It says 10:30, our attorney's going to be here. Service provider agreement, Linda, which you put on the agenda.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to explain to us.
That is with the drug screening. It's basically just an updated contract. It states Dixie as the primary, Nikki is secondary, and I'm on there as accounts payable. And it's an updated how they, you know, our contract is our service agreement.
We awarded the bid to them, I believe.
That's correct, yes, sir.
As a primary.
Yes, sir.
And this is just a modified agreement basically identifying the contact people and so on and so forth. Is that right? Is there anything else that was changed that you're aware of?
No.
Nikki, you're aware of that was changed?
No, I know that our counselor, in reviewing this, he did not like some of the wording.
Okay.
That was the last I had heard. So I would suggest to wait before approving this and take it up at a later date.
Okay.
Well, what does that do, though, on our drug screening for new... do we send them to the hospital, or where do we do?
There's still like a new hire standing, or
no? I would. Well, you could use it on new hires, or accidents, or anything that took place.
We awarded secondary with SCAGs, and basically that's for accidents that happen. This is set up on a rotation. They drive down to Taney County. In their new bid, they waived mileage, so they've changed everything in the back of that contract. They kind of marked it out and changed everything that, you know, all the pricing to our new pricing. So it's not feasible for them to drive down on an accident and charge us $42.60 per mile, and we could send them over to SCAGs, and there's our secondary.
Well, let's just put this off then.
When's the next drug screening day?
You never know.
They just show up?
Yeah, I think we had one just recently, though, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it'll probably be a couple of weeks.
So, question. And what I'm looking at is the DOT and non-DOT pricing, employee screening services, and the changes that I think you were referring to that have been made Were these made by council?
No, the changes on the bid that were made, the everything that was written in hand, unless I haven't seen it since I passed it on to Bob Paulson, but everything that's been marked out there was marked out by the representative of the company that came. He's written everything in there and then changed the pricing as to what it normally would have been for a company and then took it down to our bid pricing. And on the front it says C bid for pricing.
Yeah,
Although he did refer it to council.
Yeah, we need to refer to council. So we're going to hold off on this. Just so it's all handwritten stuff.
Right.
So, let's
see anything else. So
we're going to hold that later. Okay. You can have all this back and this back. That's
how about this?
That's if we do it this afternoon, unless you want to postpone this to a definite time. The sunshine. We ran out of time.
Well, let's keep it.
I'm gonna move that we postpone to a definite time the sunshine policy discussions to 2:30 today, March 28th.
Remind me what we referred earlier to 2:15 with minutes.
2:15 with minutes. Yes.
Okay, 2:30.
2:30.
Mr. Strand, that was a motion.
That was a motion? Well, I'll second the motion. Then.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to a definite time the discussion regarding sunshine policy discussion, and that definite time being 2:30. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to go into emergency executive session at this time.
Motion to go to emergency executive session pursuant 610.021.1 and .3, which is personnel and litigation.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into emergency executive session for the purposes of personnel and litigation. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
We will probably be out until 1 o'clock, so we won't come back. Ron, is that correct?
Correct.
So we'll be off until...